Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, two-time Indiana basketball captain, former Hoosiers, and Bowling Green basketball coach, talk radio host, and television analyst, Dan Dockich joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Welcome to East Lansing, and probably a little different being here to broadcast a game than it was playing in Breslin Center or coaching with the Hoosiers.
I played in Jenison, and that was not fun. I coached in Breslin, and three years ago, the entire crowd is chanting, I took over for Samson, chanting, right. Who's your coach? So I was pointing at the guy next to me. I was pointing at Ray McCollum. He's the coach, not me. He's doing it.
Well, that's a good line depending on the score. You can always point to the guy next to you.
Yeah, the score was bad that day. But no, it's great. I mean, what a great town. Had a nice day. Can't wait for the ball game tonight.
10 o'clock start, latest ever in Breslin Center, but it should be a pretty good basketball game.
Young team in South Carolina, freshman guards, talented freshman guards, against senior guards in Summers and Lucas. So that'll be interesting. If this game were at South Carolina, I would like South Carolina's chances. Freshman guards get jacked up at home, against the big bad Spartans. But in Breslin, it's tough enough to beat the Spartans when you've got great players. But I do like the freshman. Bruce Ellington's a kid people will like watching tonight. He's a strong-built kid, point guard. Looks a little or reminds you a little in his play of Nate Robinson, the Knicks player. I mean, he's good. This is a long, athletic team. But it's a young team, and young teams have a hard time in Breslin.
You were certainly part of a Big Ten dynasty, and a lot of people know Indiana as a dominant program in this conference and nationally. That has all the banners and championships to prove it. Michigan State moving down that path now with 6 Final Fours in 12 seasons. They may be different in terms of personality, but what similarities do you see between Bob Knight and Tom Izzo?
Tough. Both are really tough. I mean, Tom, watching his shoot around today, spending some time with him yesterday, just tough. And that was Coach Knight. And also, preparation and detail oriented. Again, watching the shoot, nothing was going to get by. Guys not in the proper stance, guys don't jump to the nail, things like that. It just wasn't going to get by. Pretty funny guys, in my opinion, or at least with me. I've known Coach Izzo a long time, and we were both assistants, and I have a good relationship with him, and there's always humor involved. And the same with Coach Knight. I mean, Coach Knight, one of the funniest guys that I have been around. Those are kind of the same things. And you know what? Since I played for Coach Knight, I'll say this. They both recruit really good players. How's that?
Our guest, Dan Dockich, a former Big Ten player, assistant coach, has been a head coach for more than a decade, talk radio host at the Fan 1070 in Indianapolis, and did an unbelievable job last year. I thought the segments you had on the Big Ten Network with Jim Jackson, those were classic. And now with ESPN, we heard last night on ESPN during one of the halftimes, Jay Billis said that the Big Ten was the best conference in the country this year, and it wasn't that close. Do you share that opinion?
Jay's never coached. You know what I'm saying? I take that back. He was an assistant at Duke. I think the Big Ten is really good, and I always hesitate to say, hey, this guy's the best point guard in the country, or this guy. I think the Big Ten is better than it has been in a long, long time. How long? I don't know. But I think it's really good. It's really deep. If you look at other leagues, the SEC's on right now. Florida looks to be really good. They're playing Ohio State tough. Alabama, good basketball team. Georgia's supposed to be a good but I think the teams at Kentucky really good. But I think overall, yeah, I would agree with Jay. I would say that from top to bottom, and the top being Michigan State, who, by the way, is second in the country, I would agree with that. But I hesitate until I see everybody play a little bit. And then we see who's good, who's not. How did Northwestern get hurt without Coble? You know, how's Michigan State going to run their rotations, things like that. I'd like to see a little bit before I make that statement, but nobody I have more respect for than Jay, and nobody works harder than Jay, so I'm with him. I'll go with him. Let's do that. I'll go with him.
Dan, before the season, I had to write a Big Ten preview for the Sporting News, and I picked Michigan State second, not second in the country, second in the conference behind Purdue, and now without Robbie Hummel, that looks kind of silly, but can you talk about a loss like that and what it does to a team and a program?
Jack, you're not going to believe this, but I've been at Purdue's practices twice. Everybody's feeling bad for Purdue. What's it going to do except for Purdue? Here's where it's really going to hurt them, in my opinion. Purdue, two areas. Number one, Purdue has not been a great rebounding team, even with Robbie Hummel. Now with him out, it's a big factor there. Second, when you run a motion offense, and they run a true motion offense, you have to have a versatile four-man that does a couple things. You can play through him. He can bring the ball up. He can step out, handle the ball. He can shoot it. That is huge in a motion offense. They don't really have that without him. And Robbie Hummel's the best in the country at a motion four. So those two things I think are going to hurt them. But here's the deal. Their pride, their toughness, their commitment to defense is still there. And I believe that Equan Moore is the most undervalued, underlooked player in the country. Kid's on track to score 2,000 points.
Yeah.
Kid's an academic All-American. I have not seen a kid in the Big Ten in the last 4 years, 3 years, I guess, since he's been there, that have made bigger shots than him. 5 minutes to go. I'll take him. I'll take Kalen. And then you can have everybody else, in my opinion. So, you know, they're going to be very good, but I think those two areas are really effective.
Dan, you know the situation at Indiana better than anyone. Tom Crean, of course, did some great things here, then went on to Marquette and took that program to the Final Four. And now at Indiana, a big job ahead of him. Is he making the kind of progress that Indiana fans wanted? I know that they want to win championships immediately, but are they going to be patient enough to let him get this done?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of respect for Tom. He's been great in the community. He's supported former players. And you know what's really big? He got a kid named Cody Zeller out of Washington, Indiana. And Zeller's 6'10". His brother Tyler is going to have a terrific year at North Carolina. Cody is better than Tyler at the same age. And that was big. Our way, must-get guy. A little like getting Mateen Cleaves here.
Yeah.
You know, a little like that. A guy you just have to get. To get your program really where you want it to be. That's what the Zeller kid is. It energized the fan base. But, yes, they are. They understand all that happened. Well, they don't understand all that happened, but they understand the fallout from what happened with Calvin Sampson. And but I will say this. You know, they're 2-0. They have a schedule that's very, very manageable outside of Kentucky and possibly at Boston College. But you got to win. And, you know, you could have next year's recruits, and in a place like Indiana, a place like Michigan State is now, you got to win. And Tom knows that. I mean, shoot, nobody knows that better than Tom.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a very good job. I've seen their team a number of times. They're much improved, better athletes, more comfortable. So I think they are tracking in a tremendous direction.
We saw St. John's play at 2 a.m. as part of this 24 Hours of Hoops.
And you saw St. John's play at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I've been getting gas for that all day. But I have to tell you, behind Steve Lavin is Gene Cady sitting there. And it's the only time I've ever seen someone get a technical besides Gene Cady and the team that he was coaching. But he's kind of in the background. Could Bob Knight ever do that and be an assistant to one of his former players?
Could he ever do it? Yes, he could. I think he's a basketball guy. Would he ever do it? I can't imagine, Jack. I think he has so much going on. I mean, you can't find him. I mean, he's, you know, in Idaho or Utah. I mean, I don't even know. Montana.
Right.
He's got a lot of things he enjoys doing. So I could not imagine him doing that, right now. Now, maybe in a couple years, I don't know. But I know this, and I mean, having been with Coach Knight for 16 years, he doesn't let grass grow under his feet. I mean, he is doing, he is going, and I think it would slow him down a little bit.
Someone said you had a better chance to see Bob Knight if you were an elk than if you were a human being these days. Is that true?
That could be. Or a grouse. And I don't even know what a grouse is, but for 16 years I heard what a grouse, you know, killing grouse. If it flies, runs, hops, and is legal to shoot, you're likely to see Coach Knight more than you are if you are in a basketball arena, other than the games he's calling.
Our guest, Dan Dockage, former Indiana captain, two-time captain, and assistant coach with the Hoosiers, and then head coach for a decade at Bowling Green, former MAC champion, talk radio host in Indianapolis, and analyst now with ESPN, formerly with the Big Ten Network. Dan, I have to ask you one non-basketball question, and you're in Indianapolis, based there. Can a team score 83 points and not pile it on?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Can you? I mean,
no.
You know, they threw a couple passes late. I understand the idea of what are you going to do, take a knee? Sure, no, you're not going to take a knee. And, yeah, all kids want to play. And I also understand, and people can say what they want, but the Big Ten champ is by higher or lower, however you say it, in the BCS.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess I understand what the coach there is doing. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. My thing is always listen, play harder.
Yeah.
But
I understand that, and I understand that he was using some reserve players, but I heard the explanation from Brett Bielema today, and he said, well, you know, we weren't trying to score, but one of our guys ran the wrong route, and, you know, he had an excuse for everything that happened, and I don't know. It was really tough to be Bill Lynch that day, I imagine that.
Yeah, and to me personally, I have a hard time because my normal reaction is to say, listen, play better. If you don't like it, play better.
Yeah.
But I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really like Bill Lynch. I've known him for a long time. I like his son who's on staff. And having been a guy that has coached and had my brains beat out, and also having been a guy that actually, you know, I ran it up on a couple guys early in my career because I didn't like them. I'll tell you, neither one of them feel particularly good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, but certainly running it up feels a lot better than getting it run up on you.
Yeah.
But that's how I look at it. I just feel bad for the person. I always do. I just feel bad for the guy that had it done to him.
Yeah. Well, and the score was 76-20, and you're running naked bootlegs. It gets kind of hard to explain that away. But.
Yeah. You know, generally when you get in the, you know, in the 60s, you're pretty good shape, aren't you? I mean,
that's more points than Indiana is going to score in a lot of basketball. And Wisconsin may never get to 83 in a basketball game.
That used to be two games and a 5 minutes for Wisconsin basketball. But not anymore with Bo. But, yeah, I mean, that's a lot. You know what, Jack? I was driving to the Butler game. Yeah. I'd watched the first quarter. Indiana looked good. It was 7-7, then it was 10-7. Then it was like 17-10. Indiana was kicking a field goal from about 50 yards.
Right.
I didn't hear the end. I went into the Hinkle Fieldhouse, sitting there with my brother. We're watching our daughters dance at halftime, and he checks the Indiana score. And he goes, hey, it's like 58-13. I said, no, it's not. That's wrong. That's wrong because Indiana's playing them really well.
Right.
He goes, oh, you're right. It is wrong. It's 63 now. Yeah, it was stunning.
Yeah. Our guest, Dan Dockage, and he will be doing the game tonight. How many games are you doing for ESPN? You're doing the Thursdays, right?
I'm doing the Tuesday night.
Doing the Tuesday Big Ten games.
Yeah. I'm doing Tuesdays once the Big Ten season starts. I'm doing a variety. You know, they have you moving around here non-conference. Yeah. I'm going to be in Orlando over Thanksgiving. I'm going to be at, I don't know when I come back here. I have a couple of Wisconsin Marquette. I have Purdue, Alabama. So they've been great. I mean, you know, they gave me a tremendous schedule, and I'm going to do the best I can to keep the job, I guess.
Are you with Dave? Are you with Brent Musburger? Who are you with?
I'm with Dave O'Brien tonight and most nights. A couple with Brent later, And then Bob Picozzi and I are doing the deal from Orlando. So it'll be really fun. I can't wait.
Well, we look forward to your broadcast all winter of Big Ten basketball on Tuesday nights on ESPN. We'll miss you on the Big Ten Network. I guess the only good news for you there, Dan, is you don't have to buy one share of Michigan stock.
That had me confused. But I used to tell them, listen, do whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, I don't care. They make fun of me. Either way, just buy whatever, and when it goes in the tank, everybody make fun of me, and I'm good with it. So that's it.
Well, we will see you tonight over at Breslin.
All right. Thanks,
Jack. All right. Dan Dockage.